Fred, darling, and took his face in her two hands and, very tenderly, kissed his forehead. I'll always remember her doing that. Despite the sun, I was shivering, and she said, in the brisk voice she employed when attempting to keep our spirits up, Fred, I need tea, and Hetta probably needs a bath. Is the immersion on? They never did put in central heating. She ran me a bath, dissolved an aspirin in water, and poured me a glass of milk to wash it down. I drank it in the bath. My brief sleep in the car on the journey down to Cambridge seemed weeks away now, but when she tucked me into bed, I felt I was never likely to sleep again. What will happen to him? I asked.
I don't know, Lamb, Granny said, but he's alive, and these days they can work miracles.
She sat by me till I fell asleep, as she always did when we were small. The next few days are a blur. My recollection is that Seal found a room in the hospital and Mum and Dad stayed in a hotel. Sid, who flew over from Jordan, must have stayed there too. Mum would have wanted her nearby. I stayed on in Ely with Granny and Grandpa, which I was glad of. I was no use to anyone. Nor did they want us at the hospital where Will's condition was critical. I think now we must have been allowed to see him that first morning because they were afraid he might not survive. During those anxiety-ridden days, Granny liked to take herself off to the cathedral.
You don't need to be of a religious disposition to enjoy the quiet of a great cathedral, she said to me once.
She could be defensive over anything like that in front of Grandpa. I would have gone to sit in the cathedral too, but I stayed with Grandpa because I knew Granny would like me to, and let him read to me from the translation of the Aeneid he'd been occupied with since he retired. The school I attended was the local comprehensive, the kind that didn't teach Latin, and while I knew of this project of Grandpa's, I'd never had anything to do with it. But Will had been involved in the Virgil undertaking since he was very young, and perhaps I obscurely felt that this was a way of being in touch with him. Of us all, he most shared Grandpa's enthusiasms, and although Grandpa would have fiercely denied it, Will was his favourite. I knew that this accident would hit Grandpa especially hard. It was from the roof of King's Chapel that Will had fallen, and it was because of Grandpa that Will had gone to King's. There was some bother about Will's college rooms, which meant that at some point I went with Granny to help to clear them. The only time I'd visited Will at King's, his rooms had been a mess, littered with socks and underpants and old newspapers, with unwashed plates, congealed brown sauce on them, lying about, and dead matches and cigarette ends all over the floor. At home, Will's room had always been an inviting jumble of books, collections of flints and stones, shells, feathers, animal skulls, birds' nests, a glass tank where he had once kept newts, a cage which had been home to Hermione the hamster, motorbike parts and ancient implements rescued from neighbouring farms hanging from the rafters. Now, by comparison, these college rooms looked very stark. The books were stacked in neat piles on the clean floor. There was a single armchair and no pictures or anarchist posters on the walls. The bedroom gave an impression of a monk cell. Very few clothes in the chest of drawers, and nothing in the wardrobe but a leather jacket which looked brand new, and which I'd never seen Will wear. I requisitioned some boxes from the porters for the books, while Granny went to move her car. But as I was carrying the second box, which I'd overfilled, a book toppled out and a passing student picked it up off the cobbles.
Are you Will Tye's sister?
Reluctantly, I admitted I was. I didn't want to have to talk about Will. I remember you visiting him once. Is he okay? Only we heard.
I don't know, I said. He's still in hospital.
Oh, God, how awful.
Can you... I'm sorry, parking wardens, I said, hurrying away to avoid hearing whatever it was he wanted me to do. I had the book I'd dropped still in my grasp. The Night Climbers of Cambridge. It was not the first time I'd heard of these.